This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's a major heat wave across much of the West and Southwest right now. 107 degrees in Salt Lake City is the highest on record, tying hot days in 2002 and 1960. With all that AC running, there's stress on power grids. And in Texas and California, people are being asked to lower their power consumption. With climate change making extreme heat more common, Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports on strengthening the grid.
A lot of the grid is old and in need of repair. Amy Myers Jaffe at Tufts University's Fletcher School says,
"We have these new technologies that can be a lot more resilient to temperature changes and help us with more backup power. We have to install all of that."
That includes more renewable energy and batteries that can store power for longer. There are also new software systems
that if you're not home, your utility could turn off your air conditioning or other appliances in your home because you're not there,
and then turn it on again before you get home. In addition to building capacity to generate and store electricity, Jesse Jenkins at Princeton University says consumer behavior does also make a difference.
And if we can reduce electricity consumption by just 1%, that could be the difference between rolling blackouts and just another hot day.
Especially in the short term, Jenkins says, because new power plants and infrastructure take time to build. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.